It's Garrison FM. In with us today, a member of the 1st Battalion of the Scots Guards. 1st Battalion of Scots Guards actually up for an award, which you could actually help them win. Pipe Major Ross McCrindle. Ross, thanks for coming in today.
You're very welcome, Stuart. It's nice to be here. Thanks.
Now, 1st Battalion of Scots Guards, based in Catterick Garrison. And tell us a bit about the band, just first of all.
The band, Stuart, entirely consists of armoured infantrymen from the 1st Battalion of Scots Guards. We're not full-time musicians. We returned from Afghanistan with the rest of 4 Mechanised Brigade in October 2010, and ever since then up to the present time we have been carrying out a number of ceremonial tasks, musical tasks, and, you know, along with our regular infantry training.
Just going on with that, are the members of the band, are they musically trained to begin before they actually join the Scots Guards, or do they develop into that role or decide that they want to be part of the band?
We have a mix of both. We have people who come into the army having learned the bagpipes or the drums prior to joining, and we also draw people from the rifle companies. If they show an interest in the pipes and drums, then we'll send them up to Edinburgh to the Army School of Bagpipe Music on a 6-month course where they'll learn to play the instrument to a very basic standard, and then it's up to them to sort of develop their skills over time.
We've talked about off air the places you've been in the last 12 months. Air Miles, I think, have obviously know you guys quite well, I think.
Well, yeah, we're certainly wheel Kent faces in London Heathrow, that's for sure.
I mean, some of the locations you've been: Japan, Italy, America twice, and Las Vegas. Not somewhere you'd expect an army pipe band to be, would it, Ross?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly got every form of entertainment you could think of, and we slotted in there and played at the first, the inaugural Las Vegas International Military Tattoo. We were the only British military band present on that, and yeah, it's another first, but it's something that's certainly not out of the ordinary for the pipes and drums.
Well, the main reason you're here, it's all to do with an award that you guys have been nominated for, and the closing date for that is actually on Friday. So if you can help the guys out and vote for them, it'd be absolutely brilliant. Tell us about it, Ross.
The award itself is a Scottish Traditional Music Award. We've been nominated and shortlisted with 3 civilian bands for that award. It's entirely based on public votes. So, yeah, like you say, it would be a huge, huge honour for, you know, for both the pipes and drums and the 1st Battalion Scots Guards and the wider army for us to be successful in that. And I really hope that everybody will vote if they can. It takes 5 minutes, and you can vote by logging on to www.scottishculture.com.
Also, as well, we're getting something sorted out on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Garrison Radio. Also, as well, if you're part of Twitter, Garrison FM, we've got a little link there as well to help you guys out. Is this the sort of first award that you guys have been nominated for, or is this a regular occurrence?
It's the first major public award that we've been nominated for, and I think, you know, that's pretty much testament to all of the different tasks that we've carried out in the last year. It's certainly, you know, it would be a great honour for us to achieve that, and we're the only army band again that's been nominated this year.
Hold on steady and strong. Here's the dawn coming on, bone along. Then the song will come shining through to show me the place I once knew. Farewell, farewell under dew, farewell. With this song I'll be gone, farewell. The old man's here and he's fine. He's come here from years down the line. He's come to bring peace to old times for the few. He's come to bring life to the new. Farewell, farewell, farewell. With the song I'll be gone, farewell, 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 farewell. With the song.
it's easy to stand in the light with the pain in the light. I will never remain.
Fare thee well, and adieu. Fare thee well. With this song I'll be gone. Fare thee well.
Pipes and drums of 1st Battalion Scots Guards teaming up there with Kate Rushby with their track Fare Thee Well. I'm chatting to Ross McCrindle. He's a pipe major of 1st Battalion Scots Guards. They're up for an award which you could be helping them win. More details on that towards the end of our chat with Ross. And the Scots Guards back on the road again, heading down to London.
We are, yeah. We certainly move around the country. This Saturday we head back down to London. We're playing in Buckingham Palace on Tuesday night for a state banquet that's been held in honour of the President of Turkey. We played during the summer for President Obama in Buckingham Palace, and we've just returned from London last week, having completed the Remembrance Parade at the Cenotaph in Whitehall.
I mean, every member of that band must be so proud for the stuff they're doing, whether it is a Cenotaph or heads of state coming. The guys in the band must be just so proud doing that.
They are, yeah. I think that they're certainly never bored. They see a fair bit of the country and the world, and, you know, we're very proud to be putting out the Scots Guards name. And, you know, when we're abroad, it's never far from our minds that we're ambassadors for the British Army and for Britain in general. And, yeah, the guys take that very seriously.
Anything else in the calendar for 2012?
Well, coming up to the end of 2011 and going into 2012, we're performing on the Jules Holland New Year Hootenanny. We do that every year. And then pushing on into 2012, we're back into our Green Roll mission specific training to deploy to Afghanistan in the later part of 2012.
Another op edit coming up for you guys. Does your role change then for the band?
It does, yeah. We tend to have a slightly more musical focus during the downtime, and then gearing up again to go on an operational tour, we melt back into the rifle companies. We have guys off doing intelligence type jobs. Everything you can think of from the length and breadth of the battalion has some form of pipes and drums representation in it.
The award itself is the BBC Alba Scottish Traditional Music Awards. They're in the category of Scottish Pipe Band of the Year 2011. You can head on to scottishcultureonline.com and actually vote for it there. But as I mentioned, we've got it on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Garrison Radio, and also on Twitter. And we'll get something else up as well on our website. Pipe Major Ross McCrindle from 1st Battalion Scots Guards, thanks very much for coming in today. All the best to you and the guys in that award itself. Have yourself a great 2011 and all the best when it comes for 2012. Cheers for coming in.
Thank you very much, Stuart.